A midnight confession on the ashen roads, ashen confessions, the moon hung low over the black rose order's outpost, casting long shadows across the knife forge's dark stone. Cale Varn stepped out of his cell, the metal door scraping open with a screech of rusty hinges. He wore the same worn leather cloak he'd had for nigh on 20 years, its scent of smoke and sweat as familiar as the weight of his footsteps. In the narrow corridor beyond his cell, a single torch flickered like a dying ember, casting eerie shadows on the walls. Cale navigated them with ease, knowing every twist and turn by heart. His eyes locked onto the figure waiting for him, Aaryn Valen, a young knight of House Valen, her face illuminated by the soft glow emanating from a silver pin on her lapel. "Cale," she said, her voice barely above a whisper as he approached. "We've had reports of an imbalance in the north. A village has been plagued by famine and I'll see it done," Cale cut in, his tone firm but not unyielding. He'd walked the ashen roads long enough to recognize the weight of silence. In the cell block's central courtyard, a hooded figure waited for him, its features obscured in darkness. As Cale approached, the figure stepped forward, revealing a young woman with sunken eyes and skin as pale as the stone walls. "You're Cale Varn," she said, her voice steady but tinged with desperation. "I've heard you correct imbalances without bloodshed. I need your help." Cale regarded her for a moment before nodding. The Nightforge's central hearth loomed behind them, its fire banked down to embers, the only sound the crackle of dying coals. "I'll walk where armies cannot," he said, his voice soft but unwavering. "What's your balance?" The woman hesitated before revealing a tale of stolen harvests and sabotaged stores. As she spoke, Cale's eyes drifted to the silver pin on Aaryn Valen's lapel, the emblem of House Valen, and by extension, the broken writ. He recalled the countless times the Valens had pushed the limits of secrecy, the thin line between justice and vengeance blurred in the dark. Cale's gut twisted at the prospect of further entanglement with the house, but his oaths remained steadfast, to balance, not righteousness, to silence, not spectacle. The woman finished her tale, and Cale nodded thoughtfully. He knew the roads he walked, the quiet paths where judgments were meted out in whispers, where imbalances were corrected without drawing attention. It was a subtle art, one that exacted its price, memories lost, fatigue seeped into his bones, or the occasional whisper of a secret shared with him alone. As they spoke, Cale began to feel the weight of his own balance, the accumulation of silences over years. He'd long since learned to recognize the cost of magic when it was used sparingly, but never fully shed. Tonight, as he stood on the cusp of another correction, the price seemed steeper than ever. He turned back to the woman, a decision made. "We'll take the ashen road north," he said. "The balance will be corrected. But first, tell me, what do you know of the family responsible for this imbalance?" She spoke quickly, her words spilling out like a pent-up dam breaking. Cale listened intently, his eyes never leaving hers. The Nightforge's shadows seemed to deepen, as if the darkness itself was listening. Aaryn Valen stepped forward, her hand on the hilt of her sword. "We'll provide what aid we can, but," Cale cut in, a warning tone creeping into his voice. "Silence, Aaryn. The balance will be corrected." As they departed, Cale felt the weight of the ashen roads settling around him, an unyielding burden that would continue to exact its price. Each step, each silence, another thread woven into the tapestry of his own balance. The darkness swallowed them whole as they vanished into the night, leaving behind only the faint scent of smoke and sweat on the wind. The woman's words hung in the air like a challenge as they walked, the silence punctuated only by the soft crunch of gravel beneath their feet. Cale kept his eyes on her, searching for any sign of deception, but she met his gaze with an unwavering sincerity that made his gut twist. Aaryn Valen fell back, her hand still resting on the hilt of her sword, a silent warning to Cale that he tread carefully. As they left the Nightforge's walls behind, the night air filled their lungs cool and crisp, carrying the scent of damp earth and decaying leaves. The moon had dipped below the horizon, casting the world in an eerie gloom that seemed to cling to them like a shroud. Kale guided his companions through the darkness, his eyes adjusting to the faint starlight as they walked northward. The ashen road unwound before them, a ribbon of shadow and stone that disappeared into the blackness. The woman's name was Alara, a farmer's daughter who'd lost her family to the famine-stricken village. Her words dripped with anger and desperation, each syllable laced with an unspoken accusation. The Valen's involvement in the imbalance was only one thread in the tangled web of responsibility. Kale listened intently, his mind working overtime to untangle the threads of conspiracy and deception that crisscrossed this forsaken land. He knew the roads he walked, the ones where allegiances were forged and broken with equal ease, but even he couldn't quite grasp the true extent of the House Valen's involvement. Eren Valen fell into step beside him, her hand still resting on the hilt of her sword. "Kale, I need to ask." "Wait," Kale cut in, his voice firm but low. "Alara here is not the one responsible for this imbalance. We have a more pressing concern." He turned back to the young woman, his eyes locked on hers. "Tell me, what did you do before your family was taken from you?" Ilara's face set in a determined expression as she spoke, her words painting a picture of desperation and hard work of struggles that had pushed her family to the brink of collapse. Kale listened, his heart heavy with the weight of what he might soon be asked to confront, the true extent of the House Valen's machinations and the costs they'd imposed upon these innocent people. As the night deepened, the ashen road unwinding before them like a ribbon of darkness, Kale felt the threads of his balance begin to tangle. Memories long buried stirred, whispers from the shadows that he'd thought were silenced forever. He pushed them aside, focusing on the task at hand, correcting the imbalance and restoring balance to this ravaged land. The cost, he knew, would be steep, but it was a price he was willing to pay. The darkness closed in around them like a shroud as they pressed on, their footsteps quiet on the ash-strewn road. The silence between Kale and Eren Valen grew thicker with every step, weighed down by unspoken words and the unyielding demands of his balance. Ilara walked beside him, her eyes fixed on some point ahead, her determination a beacon in the darkness. As they crested a low hill, a village came into view, its wooden buildings dark and still, their windows boarded up against the wind. A plume of smoke drifted from the central hearth, a faint testament to life within the walls. Kale's gut twisted at the sight, a mixture of pity and dread washing over him like a cold wave. "We're here," Ilara said, her voice barely above a whisper. "This is what I've seen with my own eyes, the aftermath of the imbalance." Kale's eyes locked onto the village, his mind racing with the implications of what he saw. The silences that had accumulated over years, the threads of balance and consequence, the unyielding demands of his oaths, all of it swirled together in a maelstrom that threatened to consume him whole. The village lay shrouded in an unsettling stillness, as if the very life had been drained from its streets. Kale's eyes scanned the buildings, searching for any sign of occupation, but the windows remained dark and empty, like vacant eyes staring back at him. A chill crept up his spine as he guided Ilara toward the central hearth, where a faint flicker of flame danced within the chimney. The air inside was thick with the scent of smoke and dampness, and the fire pit in the center of the room cast eerie shadows on the walls. Kale's gaze fell upon a figure slumped over the fire, head in hands, as if praying for deliverance from some unseen torment. A young woman, no more than 20 winters old, with a look of exhaustion etched on her face, like a map of the ravages she'd endured. "What is this place?" Ilara whispered, her voice barely audible over the creaking of the wooden beams. "The family of the victim's family," Kale replied, his voice low and measured. "Their home, their livelihood all taken by the House Valen." He moved closer to the young woman, his eyes locked onto hers, trying to read the depth of her despair. The fire crackled and spat, casting an otherworldly glow on her face. Eren Valen stepped forward, her hand reaching for the hilt of her sword, but Kale's hand caught hers, holding her back. "No," he whispered, his voice a stern reminder that they were here to observe, not intervene. The weight of his balance pressed down upon him like a physical force, as if the accumulated silences and secrets were growing heavier by the minute. The young woman slowly lifted her head, her eyes red-rimmed from lack of sleep, and Kale felt a pang of recognition. It was the same look he'd seen in the mirror, the same emptiness that had driven him to seek balance on these forsaken roads. He knew that look, knew its depths, and knew the desperation that lay within. "We can't stay here," Ilara said, her voice firm but laced with a thread of fear. "We have to leave." Kale's grip on Aaron Valen's hand tightened, his eyes locked onto the young woman, willing her to understand they had to find out who was responsible for this imbalance, and why. The darkness outside seemed to press in, like the walls were closing in around them. Kale felt the weight of his balance growing heavier, as if the silences he'd accumulated over years were coalescing into a tangible force that would soon crush him. He took a step back, away from the fire, and gazed out at the darkness beyond the village's edge into the void where the threads of responsibility seemed to disappear. "We need to find the one who created this imbalance," Kale said, his voice firm, but tinged with a growing unease. "Someone within the house Valen is feeding the darkness." The young woman's gaze snapped back to Kale, a spark of defiance flaring in her eyes before it was extinguished by the weight of her sorrow. She spoke in a voice barely above a whisper, "I know what you're thinking. You think I'm just a victim, don't you? But I know the truth." Her words dripped with a quiet venom that made Kale's skin prickle. Aaron Valen shifted uncomfortably, her hand tightening around the hilt of her sword. Kale's grip on her hand relaxed, releasing her from his unspoken command. Ilara's eyes darted back and forth between Kale and the young woman, a look of growing unease etched on her face. "What do you mean?" Kale asked, his voice low and measured. The young woman's gaze drifted to Ilara before returning to Kale. A faint glimmer of recognition danced in her eyes, and she spoke in a tone that was almost accusatory. "You don't know what it's like to watch everything you've ever known crumble around you. To have your family taken from you, your home burned to the ground. I thought I'd gone mad, but then I saw the letters." Her voice cracked, and she swallowed hard before continuing. "Letters from my brother, who was taken by the Valens. They're behind this imbalance, I'm sure of it." The words hung in the air like a challenge, and Kale felt his balance shudder under the weight of her accusations. He scanned the room, his eyes lingering on the shadows cast by the fire, searching for any sign of a hidden observer or a secret passage. Ilara took a step forward, her hand reaching out as if to comfort the young woman, but Kale's firm command halted her. "Wait," he said, his voice cutting through the tension like a knife. "Tell me more about these letters." The young woman's words spilled out in a rush, like a dam had burst within her. "I was at first, I thought it was just a cruel joke, letters from my brother, sent from wherever he'd been taken. But then more came, and more, each one telling me of the suffering they inflicted on us, on our land. The Valens, they're not just taking what's ours, they're draining the life from it, leaving only ash and dust in their wake." Her voice cracked again, this time with a raw emotion that made Kale's gut twist. Ilara's eyes locked onto his, her face pale, but her gaze unyielding. "The letters," she said softly, "they're a signature of the Valen's touch. I've seen them before in the city, on the walls of the black market, on the streets where those who sell their souls walk." Her words dripped with a quiet disgust that made Kale's skin crawl. The young woman's eyes snapped to Ilara, and for an instant, Kale saw a glimmer of hope. "You think it's not just me?" she asked, her voice barely above a whisper. Aaron Valen shifted uncomfortably, her hand still on the hilt of her sword. Kale's grip on his own balance tightened. He knew what this was about now. It wasn't just the village or the imbalance, it was the Valen's true intentions. He turned to Ilara. "Can you find out more about these letters? Who else has received them?" The young woman nodded, her eyes refocusing on some point ahead. Kale felt his balance quiver under the weight of the new information the threads were beginning to untangle, and with each thread that unraveled, he knew it was only a matter of time before the entire tapestry came crashing down. He glanced at Aaron Valen, who stood rigid, her eyes fixed on some point beyond the wall. You know something, Kale said quietly, his words piercing the air like a chill wind. The young woman's eyes flickered to Aaron Valen, a hint of accusation in their depths, before she nodded slowly. I will find out more about these letters, Alaris said, her voice firm, but Kale's gaze remained on Aaron Valen. She shifted uncomfortably, her hand tightening around the hilt of her sword as if the weight of his words was a physical force pressing down upon her. What do you know? Tail asked again, his tone low and measured, the silence in the room thickening like a palpable mist that clung to their skin. Aaron Valen's eyes darted to Alara, then back to Kale, a flicker of unease dancing across her face. I nothing, she said finally, her voice hesitant, but Kale knew better. He took a step closer to her, his balance surging forward with a subtle intensity that made Aaron Valen flinch. Don't lie to me, he growled, the words spilling out like a challenge, and Alara's hand on the young woman's shoulder stilled, her eyes wide with unspoken warning. Aaron Valen took a step back, her eyes darting around the room as if searching for an escape from the intensity of Kale's gaze. I swear it, she repeated, her voice firm now, but laced with a thread of fear that made Kale's gut twist. The weight of his balance crashed down upon him like a wave, threatening to engulf him in its crushing force. The silence stretched out, a physical presence that pressed in around them, until Alara spoke up, her voice cutting through the tension like a knife. Enough, she said softly, her hand on Kale's arm as if to hold him back. We need to leave. Now. The darkness outside seemed to press in, like a living entity, as Kale's gaze lingered on Aaron Valen's hesitant face. He knew better than to push her further, but his balance screamed for answers he wasn't sure he wanted to hear. Ilara's hand on his arm was a steady anchor, a reminder of the present moment and the weight he carried within himself. We'll leave in the morning, Kale said finally, his voice low and measured, as if trying to calm the storm brewing inside him. Aaron Valen nodded, her eyes darting to Alara before returning to Kale's face, a mixture of relief and wariness warring for dominance. As they broke the silence, the fire in the hearth crackled, and Kale felt the weight of his balance ease ever so slightly, but only until he thought back to the letters. The young woman's words still lingered in his mind, your family taken from you, your home burned to the ground. His thoughts recoiled at the memory, but a glimmer of understanding sparked within him. This wasn't just about the imbalance or the Valen's intentions, it was about the people they'd hurt, and those who'd been left in their wake. Ilara broke the silence once more, her voice firm but laced with concern. We need to find shelter for the night. It's not safe to travel. Kale nodded, his eyes scanning the room, taking in the dimly lit space and the shadows cast by the fire. He spotted a stack of blankets in the corner, next to a wooden chest adorned with intricate carvings, symbols he didn't recognize. Aaron Valen moved towards the chest, her movements fluid as she knelt beside it. Kale watched, his balance still wary, as she opened the lid and rummaged through its contents. A faint scent wafted up lavender and leather, a perfume that seemed out of place in this dingy room. Ilara's eyes narrowed, her gaze flicking to Kale before returning to Aaron Valen. What is it? Kale asked, his voice low, as the young woman stood, a small pouch clutched in her hand. Her face was a mask of innocence, but Kale saw the faintest glimmer of unease dancing across her features. It's just some clothes and a spare blanket, she said finally, but Kale's gut told him otherwise. The silence that followed was oppressive, heavy with unspoken tensions and half-truths. Ilara broke it by speaking up, her voice soft but firm. Let's get some rest. We'll face whatever comes tomorrow. As they settled in for the night, Kale's gaze lingered on Aaron Valen, her eyes fixed on some point beyond the fire. Ilara handed out small portions of bread and cheese from a sack slung over her shoulder, and the silence was heavy with unspoken tensions. The young woman ate mechanically, her movements stiff, as if waiting for some unseen signal to escape. Kale's balance continued to thrum with unease, his mind replaying the words she'd spoken earlier, the suffering they inflicted on us, on our land, and the glint in her eye when Ilara mentioned the letters. He knew better than to push her now. the thread of tension between them was too delicate. Instead, he focused on the fire, watching the flames dance in the darkness outside. As the night wore on, Kale's eyelids grew heavy, but his mind refused to let go of the puzzle pieces clicking into place. He thought back to the village elder's words, "The Valens are not what they seem." The letters, Ilara's research, Aaron Valen's hesitance, it all pointed to a web of deceit woven by those in power. His thoughts were interrupted by a faint rustling outside, and he sat up straight, his hand instinctively reaching for the hilt of his sword. Ilara followed his gaze, her eyes narrowing as she listened intently. The sound came again, soft footsteps, heavy and deliberate, moving around the building. Aaron Valen's head jerked up, her hand on the hilt of her own sword. Kale's balance surged forward, a subtle intensification that made the shadows around them seem to deepen. "Who is it?" Ilara whispered, her voice barely audible over the crackle of the fire. The footsteps stopped outside, and for an instant, there was silence. Then, a slow knock sounded on the door, 3 sharp raps, followed by a pause, then 2 more. Kale's gut twisted with a mix of wariness and unease as he rose to his feet, his hand on the hilt of his sword. The fire seemed to die down, plunging the room into an inky darkness broken only by the faint glow of embers. Ilara stood beside him, her eyes locked onto the door, while Aaron Valen moved back, her movements fluid as she placed herself between Kale and the entrance. The knock came again, 2 sharp raps, followed by a pause, then 1 final strike. "Who is it?" Kale called out, his voice firm but wary. There was no answer, only an oppressive silence that pressed in around them like a physical force.